This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Yeah. Now this is one night that I'll never forget. You see, it was just
welcome
like
back.
In a movie.
Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan, broadcasting live from the Schnucks off St. Charles Rock Road. Frank Cusimano with Martin Kilcoyne. Martin, good to be with you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I want to come back my next life and be strict, though. Hanging out late night with all the players, smoking cigars at the Ritz.
Nice.
I thought he had a family.
Yeah.
I guess it's the hockey season. He just tells his wife, I'll be back when the cup run is over.
Speaking of the cup run, it begins on Saturday again in San Jose. Joining us now is the former Blue and now an analyst with the San Jose Sharks, the one and only Brett Hedekin. Brett, great to be with you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Give us a little insight to our St. Louis audience who think that, you know, we're the ones that are really due. We've been waiting 52 years. We've had this incredible stretch. But your Shark team has been building and building for this moment for a long time, and you've been ever so close over the last, you know, 6 or 7 years. Give us an idea of just how close you've been and how desperate the situation is.
Yeah, you look at, you know, your team, obviously you just mentioned 52 years since you guys, and you haven't won a cup, and obviously I was drafted by the Blues, and I know the history of St. Louis and the franchise, and really proud to be a part of it, so I know this means a lot to the St. Louis Blues, and it means a lot to the community that they want to see the Stanley Cup in St. Louis. Now, when you flip the side of it and you look at the Sharks, yeah, same sort of scenario. They've been to the Stanley Cup once in 2016 and got beat by the Pittsburgh Penguins. And they've been building, you said it, as for this moment. They've added Brent Burns. They've added Erik Karlsson. You know, they think they've got the, you know, a defense core that's as good as any. They have Martin Jones won a Stanley Cup in L.A. Under Jonathan Quick, you know, kind of his mentor. And then up front, you got Joe Thornton, who's been around the league for forever. And you look at, 170-some playoff games. This guy has continued to try to find Lord Stanley's Cup and has not. And, everybody within this organization and this team is driving for the same thing the St. Louis Blues are. So what is it going to come down to? It's going to come down to probably a team that wants it more.
Hey, Brett, I would think the great unknown in San Jose, from the Sharks' perspective, is Jordan Binnington. They've never faced him. He's obviously on a great run for the Blues. Is that they know this team pretty well, but I would think they don't know a ton about the goalie.
I think you're right. I think, Martin Jones found his game on the Sharks' side, but when you look at Jordan Binnington and what he's done for this team and the confidence that he has given them, I mean, I just phenomenal. What a goaltender can come in and just the attitude – and the confidence, the swagger that he has, and to come in and be able to just shut the door, come up with the big saves, and then to come back after the game and talk to the media and say, yeah, no, I this is the way I wanted to play. This is what I expect. That's got to just run confidence through the veins of every defenseman on the team, because that, you know, now that you can take a few more risks, you can take some a little more chances in the offensive zone to keep pucks in, because you know you got a goaltender that can bail you out. And so Jordan Binnington, I think, has been really one of your guys' MVP, and I'm sure I don't have to convince you of that. I think you guys could tell me who your MVP is, but Jordan Binnington's got to be towards the top of the list.
One of your MVPs, of course, is Brent Burns. You, as a former defenseman, have really got to appreciate somebody 6'5", 230, amassing 83 points in 82 games. There's really nobody like him in the NHL, is there?
No, there really isn't. You know, when I played for St. Louis, and I remember Brett Hull, with the way he could shoot the puck, I always thought, I can't even believe how this puck can just come off his stick. And Hulley had more of that slapper sort of style. But when you look at Brent Burns, I've never seen anybody in any era of the game since I've been around it to be able to pull the puck off the wall in the offensive zone that comes around the yellow dasher, and for him to grab it under pressure. And everybody in the league knows that, hey, you want to get out and block this guy's shot. But still, he's able to get that puck under pressure, pull it into his body, get it around the forechecker, and get it in towards the net. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody do it better. And that's one thing that St. Louis and the fans are going to be able to see in the series, that, you know, again, the Blues are going to have to try to find a way to stop Brent Burns from getting pucks to the net.
Brett, you had the emotional return of Joe Pavelski, fan favorite, a lot of hoopla there the other night. But I'm wondering, where do you think he's at physically? I mean, I would guess he's not 100%. What kind of player is Pavelski right now versus what we know he can be?
Well, I mean, we saw him coming back after missing six games and a concussion. You know, we saw in game one of the Vegas series, he takes the very first, you know, puck off the face for the first goal of the series, where he normally is parked right in front of the net, waiting for the Brent Burns shot to come in for him to tip it. Unfortunately, this one caught him in the lower part of his mouth, lost four teeth, didn't even miss. I mean, he went off and they fixed his teeth or whatever they could do to kind of weather the storm, but he came back in the game and finished the series until game seven, obviously, when he was knocked out unconscious. This guy is a warrior, and he's able to play any way possible, like we saw. He gets in last game and gets a goal and assist and is a major factor in the game. So I don't know. If Pavelski is 100%, is not a chance. But anything less than 100% is still Joe Pavelski finding ways to score goals with the way he tips pucks. Nobody better in the world.
Give us an idea, our St. Louis audience, for those who haven't attended a game in the Shark Tank. Would you say the loudest and sometimes nastiest crowd in the National Hockey League?
Is San Jose or
yes,
St. Louis?
San Jose.
You know, I think they're passionate. You know, they're like, you know, you're splitting hairs at this time of year when you talk about passionate fans. I mean, I can't even imagine what it's going to be like in St. Louis. I'm excited to see it because I know how passionate you guys are about hockey and the Stanley Cup and wanting the Cup. So when you're down to the Final Four, I mean, this, and you're on the doorstep of having an opportunity to play for Lord Stanley's Cup, I mean, it's going to bring out the emotion of everybody, not only the players, but the fans. So, yeah, I mean, San Jose, they're very passionate. It's a loud building. It's got that aura about it that's been around for a long time, obviously, with the Shark Tank and the head, the big shark head comes down, and the guys come out of the shark head at the beginning of the game. They really do a nice job on their open and all the antics, if you will, before the game. But all in all, it's this time of year, all the fans are going to be ready to roll.
Brett Hedekin, former Blue, now a Sharks analyst. Frank and Martin here on 590 The Fan. Game one coming up on Saturday night. I'm guessing your career overlapped a little bit. You're younger, but with Craig Berube, and every time we get somebody on who was in the league, they sort of laugh when we mention Chief's name and say, yeah, he knocked me over a couple times. What are your recollections of Craig Berube as a player?
Yeah, I'm really happy for him and getting an opportunity. I love his interviews, and he's looks like an old-school guy. I don't know him very well personally. I just know I've played against him, and he was always a hard-nosed player. But I always thought he played a clean game, to be honest with you. I mean, he was an honest player. He'd work hard every shift. He wasn't going to cut corners. And when you see a guy like that and the way he played, it's no real difference to what you see in what he's doing as a coach. And I kind of mirror that with a guy like Rod Brind'Amour, you know, for the Carolina Hurricanes. I played with him for 7 years. We won a cup together in Carolina. I played with another Stanley Cup with him in 2002. I've never, ever seen this guy cut corners throughout his course of his career. And I don't think I've ever seen Craig Berube either. And I think, you know, when you have a guy that's going to hold guys accountable and do it in the right way through trusting a player, that seems to be, from the outside looking in, what Craig Berube has done here with the St. Louis Blues. And it looks like the players have responded beautifully to him.
When you look at the two rosters, whose roster would you rather have? Not necessarily saying who's going to win this, Brett, but who has the more talented roster?
Well, I don't know, man. You know, you look at Tarasenko is probably the X factor when it comes to pure goal scorer. But Logan Couture has proved himself to be a really playoff performing goal scorer. I mean, what it has since 2010, you've got Alexander Ovechkin with 51 goals. Logan Couture is second on the list with 43. Actually, yeah, I think 44 now. So that's something that no other guy is right there next to a guy like Alexander Ovechkin other than Logan Couture. So Tarasenko's got the X factor, but Logan has been able to do it in the playoffs as well. You look at Tomas Hertl. The centerman has broken through this year. He's always been a great player, but now he's become dominant down low in the corners. Timo Meier, another power forward that, you know, you guys probably don't have a player like Timo Meier, although David Perron is kind of a power forwardish, if you will, can still score goals. We've got Evander Kane. I mean, you've got, you know, Patrick Maroon and Robert Thomas is breaking through. Tyler Bozak's got experience. You've got Sundquist. I just, you know, when I look at this lineup against the Sharks, you're really well balanced. You have four lines like the Sharks. And for me, when it comes down to the final four, it's going to be a really about your depth players. Your third and fourth line, which really your third line won the game for you the other night. I think Sundquist and Barbashev and Steen, obviously on your fourth line, they've played well. So I don't know. I think it's going to come down to depth in the series and really how much the defensemen can, you know, add to the offense here in the series.
Was there a level of concern at any point, season or early in the playoffs, with Martin Jones? Was there ever a thought even that go to the backup? Or, I mean, he's certainly weathered the storm, but give us an idea what he's been through.
Well, other than the 25 guys in the room, I think everybody in the league thought they were going to go to Aaron Dell in Game 5 against the Vegas Golden Knights. But it wasn't even before the game where Pete DeBoer said, hey, I'm going back to Martin Jones. It was the day before the game. It was after the game that everybody said, there's no way you're going back to Martin Jones. He goes, no, Martin Jones is my starter. That's it. He's my guy. I trust Martin Jones. And he put him back there in Game 5, and he played terrific. Game 6 in Vegas, he ends up having a 58-save performance, which was a franchise record. And then he gets it done in Game 7. And then he follows it up with really probably the backbone of the Colorado series was Martin Jones. I mean, he really was one of the stars of the series, and he ends up winning another Game 7, in that game. So I think ultimately Martin Jones has found his game. I don't think there's going to be a doubt that he is going to be a really solid goaltender in this series. I think he'll match, you know, really head-to-head with Binnington. It's going to come down to making plays for the guys up front in front of them.
How much is the win one for Joe Thornton a part of the narrative for the Sharks?
It's been a narrative. I know that Joe Thornton doesn't want it to be. I think he realizes that just like the St. Louis Blues haven't won in 52 years, the Sharks haven't won in their franchise history either. It's bigger than him, and I think he'll tell you that directly, and I think he's even mentioned that. So I think the players feel it a little bit. They want to win it for Joe, but they want to win it for themselves as well, just like all the guys in St. Louis. So I know there's a little extra factor for Joe Thornton and a little more passion. He's at the end of his road, I think. You know, I mean, I don't know if he'll play next year or not, but and he'll probably, you know, sort that out after the year. But, you know, when it all comes down to it, Final Four, guys, I mean, it's you're going for the Stanley Cup. This is why you play the game.
Brett, are the Sharks vulnerable anywhere? Is there an area of concern? I think for the Blues, it would be the power play, which was anemic against the Stars, hasn't been great at times this year. What about San Jose? What do they worry about?
Their penalty kill. You know, if your guys' power play is something that you're worried about, I think the penalty kill is something that has kind of come around for the Sharks, but that needs to continue. I think Erik Karlsson and Evander Kane, those are the two guys for me that I really haven't. I mean, obviously, Erik Karlsson's got a lot of assists here in the playoffs, but I don't think he's particularly played his best hockey. And I know Evander Kane has not played his best hockey either through the first two rounds. Those two guys for me are X factors, and if they can play to the standard at which I've seen them play at this year, that really gets interesting now against the Blues. It really does. Those are the two guys that I'm watching for the Sharks.
Finally, Brett, even though you are a two-time Olympian and a Stanley Cup champion, you are likely not even the best skater in your family, correct?
I am my one daughter doesn't skate much, but my other daughter does, so I'm the third best skater in my house. Yes, my wife was pretty good.
And you guys met Christy Yamaguchi at the 92 Olympics?
Yes, 92 Olympic Games.
Tell us how that went.
At opening ceremonies, I met her. All the athletes are there waiting to go and walk in as the United States of America. And she came over and introduced herself to all the hockey players because she was a big hockey fan at the time. I think she even had Sharks season tickets living here in the Bay Area. And I just met her 3 years later. I met her when I was playing for the Canucks. After you guys traded me up to Vancouver, they hired Christy to come and skate at the opening of their new building. And I went over and I said, hey, I met you at the opening of the Winter Games in 92 for the U.S. team. And I just wanted to, re-say hi to you and, introduce myself to you. And that's kind of how it started. Then we kind of kept bumping into each other that year. Like a month later, I was in San Jose. A month after that, I was in Long Island to play the Islanders. Her tour was there. Then we were in Colorado, and her tour was there, and we just kind of kept bumping into each other for about a year, and that's kind of how it all started.
Awesome. Brett, we appreciate your time. Enjoy the series. Thank you so much.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Should be a fun one.
All right. Brett Hedekin joining us on the press box.
Yet again, a former Blue who won a cup. You sort of forget that 2006 Carolina team. We all focused on Doug Weight because he had recently been on the Blues. But Rod Brind'Amour, Doug Weight, Brett Hedekin, all part of the 2006 Carolina. You know, Carolina was due. It was their turn.
Yes.
They'd waited for a while. That hockey hotbed, they won a cup. When we rattle off the names of Hull and Pronger, all these former Blues that won the cup once they left, add Brett Hedekin to that list.
And it usually happens pretty quick. They get out and they win.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? I think Brett and Christy have daughters.
Yeah, two of them.
They have to be terrific skaters, don't they?
I would think if.
I mean, skating at age 6 months or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Between a guy that played a long time in the NHL and an Olympic figure skater.
Wow. All right, before we go to break, quick word about McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder. They're offering incredible deals for the entire month of May during their Memorial Day sales event. Buy a new McBride home in May, receive $2,000 to $10,000 off the base price of a new home. Celebrate this season with incredible savings and move in before the end of the summer. Nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, they have the right home at the right price point for you. Homes to fit every lifestyle, designed with you in mind. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details on their Memorial Day sales event.